This is Ruben.
What's up, Ruben? Hey, Mike Relford.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Hey, good, good. I apologize for the delay. Usually these answers like are 2 to 4 hours. So it went to the wrong person, so they had just sat on it. They're looking at it right now. They promised me an answer either by the end of business today or by like 9 to 10 a.m. Monday morning on if they can do the scenario. So that's where I'm at.
That'd be fine. Just let me know.
You got it, brother. Did they tell you about if they're going to put a lien on the equipment? Have they answered that question or no?
I'm not sure if they are or not.
Yeah, I would say that's one thing. It's one thing that's really important because I'm trying to get the scenario approved and I'm, you know, being as transparent. Hey, look, it's 85, the balance is paid. But one thing they're definitely, if they approve the scenario, one thing they'll need to know is if this vendor's putting a lien on the equipment. Because if they put a lien on this equipment, I know that will be a non-starter because you'd have two, it'd basically be having two liens on the same asset.
Right, I understand. Hey.
Okay.
If that don't work, I got one more option I'm going to do. Another thing is, okay. It'll be a dealer from you know China. They've got a office out in California, and it's for like a you know like the little virtual 9D cinema.
Okay.
So
do they have a corporation? Do they have a corporation in the U.S.?
I don't know. That's what I'm kind of. I'll know some more of that on Monday.
Okay.
Know, so I've actually just got some contact information and. And then I'll be able to, you know, find out. And then, you know, once you can let me know on that, then I'll let you know.
Okay, cool.
But all right.
I'll get this done for you. Thanks, brother.
All right.
Bye-bye.